Yeah, I think I am answering Chaim's kasha. The question is, does Chaim think I'm answering? I don't know. I mean, Tosa's saying that Sefer teaches you things about the structure of the Sefer Torah. So why did the Gemara have to go running to Divrei Shalom VeEmes, according to Rashi? Why did it learn it straight on from the fact that it's called Sefer? And Sefer Torah Atzma requires Sirtut. So why didn't they learn out Sirtut from there? In fact, you know, it's funny, the Tosas and Menachas, I don't want to get lost in there, but the Tosas and Menachas wants to give a possibility that maybe you can answer for Rashi, because it's also called Igeres. So maybe that would take away from the concept of Sirtut. Just like there's a Gemara, I don't know if Tosas mentioned this, but I know it myself, there's a Gemara in Sota that says that if it's Igeres, it doesn't require Sirtut. And Igeres doesn't require Sirtut. So Tosa says, maybe if you just learned it out from Sefer, Igeres would be another factor that would cause some kind of a compromise in the Sirtut. Just like by the Tfiris. You say it needs Tfiris, and yet it doesn't need five. So Tosas gives that possibility. But, I mean, the Grizz is not going on that sheet in Tosas. He's going on the sheet in Tosas that holds its Akash on Rashi. And as a result, you can't learn that a Sefer Torah requires a Sirtut. It's not true. Tosas Kash is basically that Divrei Shalom V'Emes should be superfluous. You should have been able to derive it already from the fact that it's called Sefer. It's not a Kash in the Gemara, because what Tosas is going to tell you is that in fact the Sefer Torah doesn't require Sirtut at all. And when the Gemara says Kamita Shel Torah, it means a mezuzah. Uh-huh. So according to Tosas, everything's hunky-dory, because Divrei Shalom V'Emes is a separate halacha that the Megillas Esther has to be like a mezuzah. And Sefer and Ksiva Ksiva is all Hilcha Sefer Torah. So it's very good why the Gemara needed Divrei Shalom V'Emes. If you want to tell me it needs Sirtut, there's only one place you can learn out Sirtut from, and that's Mezuzah. Exactly. Yeah, see, that's what he says. Now the Grizz says, you and Shamba Devrayim Shachichi Mikoach Kushiyazu, the Sefer Torah V'Emes Lo Boi Sirtut. Vamita shel Torah, Peru shel Mezuzah. The din sirtut shela hu halacha l'Moshe v'Sinai kimavur b'menachas staf lamed beisham. Umishum hachi hu detzrechinan la'akra de divrei shalom v'emes la'akusha l'mezuzah to make the hekesh to mezuzah le'inyan din sirtut v'lo k'sefer Torah ayin shem b'divreihem. Okay. So according to Tosas, it's a lach in mezuzah. According to Tosas, by the way, I just want to tell you one thing, just before we get into this next point, but just so you should know a little basics here. You have a discussion about Sirtut by mezuzah and tefillin. The strange thing is, the Gemara doesn't talk about Sefer Torah and Sirtut. Okay? Rashi holds Sirtut by Sefer Torah as Halacha L'Moshe V'Sinai. But it doesn't openly say that anywhere in the Gemara. Not that I know of, at least. Tefillin definitely doesn't require Sirtut. That's open in the Gemara. And Mezuzah requires Sirtut. That's also open in the Gemara. Rashi's of the opinion, for whatever reasons, that a Sefer Torah definitely requires Sirtut Halacha L'Moshe V'Sinai. Irrespective of the fact that it's mentioned explicitly in the Gemara. Okay, I just want to just point that out, just so you should know that, you know, if you're wondering, how could there be a machlokas, Rashi and Tosas, and there's Rashi holds Sirtut by a Sefer Torah as Halacha L'Moshe V'Sinai, and Tosas holds it doesn't require Sirtut. I don't want to get into the whole issue of how halacha lemosh v'sinai works, but I want to show you why that machlokas happens is because you really don't have any mention of Sefer Torah in Sirtut. But I don't want to get lost in that point either. I'm just telling you what the facts are, so you guys should at least know. But I wanted to go back to the point you just made, which is, so now the Gemara says like this, Divrei Shalom v'emes. Melamed that a Megillas Esther needs Sirtut Kamita Shel Torah. According to Tosus, what does Amita Shel Torah mean? Amita Shel Torah means mezuzah. So you can't just make that up. So Tosus explains in Menachas, on Lamed Beis Amed Beis, he says, Lo Kimo Shapira Sham Bekuntris Demairi Besefer Torah Mamish Ela B'Mezuzah Komar Shehi Amita Shel Torah Sheyeshba Kabbalas Ol Malcha Shamayim Ukidemuka Chacha D'Mezuzah Boi Sirtut. And as is his mukach from this sugya in Menachas, he means that a mezuzah definitely requires, l'kuli alma requires sirtut. You see? So Tosus is saying that the reason why a mezuzah requires sirtut is because it has the quality of kabbalas ol malcha shamayim. You see? So what does that mean? Shall we? Tosus is learning Amita Shel Torah means, it really means the basic and fundamental truths of Torah. That's Amita Shel Torah. And what are the basic fundamental truths of Torah? That's Kabbalas Ol Malcha Shemayim, which essentially incorporates two basic ideas. One, Hashem Echad, right? That there's a non-physical being who is the source and creator of the universe. And the second idea is, it's Ol Malchus Shemayim, which means the Schar V'Onesh. V'Yayim Shemoa Tishmu El Mitzvosai. That's really the Amita Shel Torah. If you had to sum up the Torah, see, it's interesting. Tosus holds that the halacha has a right to pinpoint and to isolate the fundamentals of the Torah. As a halachic construct. You see? As a halachic construct, it has a right to do that. And to say that this is the fundamentals of the Torah. This is Amita Shel Torah. And that's Shema Vayayim Shemoa. It's Yichud Hashem and Kabbalah and what do you call it? Schar V'Onesh. That's what Tosus holds. So that's why Tosus holds that's where the din of Sirtut applies. It applies to a certain kind of entity of Torah. And don't ask me why isn't there sirtut on those parshas in the Torah? Because that's not a kasha, because it's only when it exists as a separate chepza of Amita Shel Torah. But when it's these parshas are part of the greater Sefer Torah, then it's not isolated as that entity. Or in Tefillin, for instance, where it's part of a system of Dalit parshas. So that's not a cheftza of Amita Shel Torah. That's a cheftza of Dalet Parshias. Or you have a cheftza of a Sefer Torah. Then there's no sirtut, according to Tosus. There's only sirtut when you have a cheftza of Amita Shel Torah. So that's how that, okay, so we're not answering that problem now that was raised by Yehuda. And how does the Megillah reflect Amita Shel Torah? That's Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. But you see, that's what Mordechai and Esther said. They made that reference. And according to Tosus, it's to show you that it's Kamita Shel Torah, that it's a must, yeah, must have certain reflections there. All right. It's a good question, but doesn't have to be answered particularly for this piece. Something to think about. But that's how Tosus learned. So Tosus, at least from a halachic standpoint, is very straight. He holds only a chefza shel amita shel Torah gets sirtut. That's only mezuzah. And then by limud, it's also Megillah Sester. And Sefer Torah and tefillin don't have sirtut. That's it. It's very consistent. And it has nothing to do, with the ideas of a Sefer Torah. So that's why there's a separate sugi is about how a Megillah is supposed to be like a Sefer Torah. That you learn out from Ksiva, Ksiva, Sefer, on Daf Yutes. That's it. Everything at least is squared away according to Tosus. But you have still you have Tosus Kash on Rashi. Why you had to come upon Divrei Shalom VeEmes to learn out Sirtut. That's where you leave off on the first column. The first paragraph, I'm sorry, of the Grizz.